Welcome to today's deep dive. We're really glad to have you with us. Today, we are looking at a stack of sources centered entirely around Gemini AI.
Yeah, specifically, we've got Hacker News threads, some official Google DeepMind announcements, and a few developer blogs.
Right. And our mission today is to explore how the developer community is pushing Gemini to its absolute limits, from generating this viral, culturally hyper-specific satire to actually running solo businesses on autopilot.
It's a massive spectrum, really. We're seeing users interact with these models not just as functional tools, but as like active participants in internet culture, while simultaneously leveraging them to change how small operations function.
Okay, let's unpack this hallucination experiment first, because we have to talk about the number two most popular Hacker News post of all time.
Oh yeah, that was wild. A user prompted Gemini Pro 3 to imagine the Hacker News front page exactly 10 years from now.
Right, in 2035.
Yeah.
And the results weren't just your standard sci-fi predictions. I mean, they were
incredibly tuned into the specific cynicism of that community. Like, Gemini generated these fake headlines such as Google kills Gemini cloud services,
which is hilarious. And is it time to rewrite sudo in Zig?
Yes. It even threw in a pop-up warning the user that they had reached their free article limit for that microsecond.
It perfectly nailed the tone. And
yes,
that actually sparked a real wave of experimentation, right? Like, you had Andrej Karpathy using LLMs to auto-grade Hacker News comments from 2015.
Basically using AI to parse human hindsight, which is fascinating.
And then another developer used AI to translate the modern Hacker News experience into a fully functional 1994 HyperCard stack,
proving the model can map modern tech concepts onto retro architectures. But what's fascinating here is that this demonstrates Gemini's deep grasp of internet subcultures and overarching vibe.
Yeah, it's completely blurring the line between statistical hallucination and brilliant intentional satire.
Exactly. The model isn't just predicting the next word. It's recognizing the underlying humor and behavioral patterns of that specific community.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. When you transition from jokes to hardcore utility and apply that same contextual awareness to business operations, you get some staggering results.
Like the solo developer in Taiwan.
Yes, the one running an entire tech agency using four AI agents on Gemini 2.5 Flash's free tier.
And doing it for exactly $0 a month.
$0? How does that even work with token limits?
Well, the developer built agents that handle content generation, sales, leads, security scanning, and operations.
Mm.
But the genius part is how they manage the context window.
Right. They use a token optimization trick.
Yeah, the local agents do the heavy data sorting offline for free. So by the time they actually ping the Gemini API, they're only sending the absolute bare minimum text required for the final decision,
keeping token usage infinitesimally small.
Exactly. And the reason you should care about this is that it proves unlocking AI's true value lies in smart deterministic workflow design.
Not just paying for massive compute.
Right, you're trading flexibility for cost, but it completely reframes how we look at AI overhead.
So what does this all mean when we look at Google's official trajectory? Because I'm looking at their new Google Anti-Gravity platform and Gemini 3.1 Pro, and they highlight a shift to speech-to-speech architectures.
It's a fundamental shift. Older voice assistants converted your speech to text, analyzed the text, and converted text back to audio,
which creates a bottleneck.
Right. Speech-to-speech bypasses that text bottleneck, entirely processing the raw audio directly.
So it enables the model to hear tone pacing and even interruptions.
It actually understands how you're speaking, not just what you're saying.
Like that Riddle Master game.
Yes, precisely. Developers built a game where a Gemini voice AI agent sits in a room with multiple players actively listening and understanding overlapping voices.
And it responds in real time without missing a beat.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we're officially moving away from chatting with an AI in a text box. We're moving toward deploying autonomous fleets of agents that can hear, see, and actively manage complex environments.
To sum it all up, Gemini is simultaneously mastering the deepest nuances of human internet culture while quietly automating complex daily operations in the background.
It's doing both ends of the spectrum flawlessly.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to mull over. If an AI can perfectly mimic our community's inside jokes today and flawlessly run a business for free tomorrow, what happens when AI starts creating entirely new internet subcultures that we humans are just trying to keep up with?